Happy Friday. It's Friday, September 12th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy back to school season. Fresh pencils, clean notebooks, and that sense of being prepared for what's ahead. You know what that means? You better work. In today's world, when economies change, you learn how to pare down, to live with less, to make do. But sometimes paring down goes too far. We lose track of not just the extras, but of essentials. Have you ever felt, what am I missing? Your assignment this season is to sit down with yourself and figure out what's missing in your life. The good and maybe the bad. How do we do that? I've got three simple tools for you. Three little exercises I call evaluate, reminisce, and observe. Grab a pencil and paper, and let's get to work. Point one, evaluate. Imagine your life like a town. Neighborhoods filled with your mind, your body, your soul. If you've been with me since January, you'll remember episode 145, Reinvention. I linked the outline again in today's show notes so you can download and print it. Take a mental walk through those neighborhoods. Intellect, personal growth, social life, health, home, career, art, outreach, and love. Which streets are lively and well-lit? Which blocks feel abandoned, neglected, like little ghost towns? Where are you not giving yourself attention? Which areas are aching to be filled? That's your first step. Evaluate. Point two, reminisce. Now let's take another step. Instead of writing out a bucket list of things you hope to do someday, look back. Make a list of the things you didn't do in the past year. That's your reverse bucket list. Now split that list into two columns. Things you didn't do and wish you had, and things you didn't do and are actually glad you skipped. Pretty soon, you'll see something interesting. The things you want are already obvious, but the things you don't want are even more important. By calling them out, you can let go of that ghostly pressure to do everything. You can cross them off and move on. Think of it like negative space in art. Sometimes the shape of what's not there tells you more than what is. That's your second step, reminisce. Point three, observe. Here's your homework for the week ahead. Keep that pencil and paper handy or start a note on your phone. Each time you feel one of these three emotions, write it down. Joy. When something lights you up and makes you feel alive. Frustration. When you hit a wall and think, I need a better tool to deal with this. Envy. when you notice something in others' lives that sparks longing in you. These three emotions are powerful signals. They tell you what matters, what's missing, and what you might need to strengthen. Listen for those little whispers in your self-talk, too. I wish I had someone to share this with. I don't have enough time. Those quiet refrains mean something. That's your third step. Observe. Joy, frustration, envy. Take a moment this week to reflect on this homework. By the end of this exercise, you'll have three insights. One, the areas of your life that need attention. Two, the things you definitely don't want to include. And three, the glimpses of joy and longing you want more of. Evaluate, reminisce, and observe. That's your map of what's missing. Next week, we'll take it a step further and talk about how to introduce some of the good missing things into our life. But remember what we said last week in Endless Summer, that it's connection with people that makes life meaningful. The real ghosts in our lives aren't empty neighborhoods or missed opportunities. They're often the missing persons. That's where we find meaning, by paying attention to ourselves and others. As the writer George Eliot put it, "What do we live for, if it is not to make life less difficult for each other?" When I think of the life I want to live, I can't help but think of Giorgio Armani, who passed away just last week. Giorgio was the last of my living design role models. But his legacy was more than fashion. He carried his vision into furniture, fragrance, film, every corner of craft and beauty he touched. Armani understood that style isn't just what you wear, it's how you live, and the attitude you bring to each day. That's really what I desire. To live in a way that fills the empty spaces, not with things, but with presence, connection, and intention. Armani once said, "Elegance is not about being noticed, it's about being remembered." That longing is what Purple Disco Machine misses in the song "Ghost Town." I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, what do we live for if it is not to make life less difficult for each other? Thanks so much for listening. Keep those pencils sharp. Remember your homework. And next week, we'll wrap up these good things we want in our lives. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.